eczema's unrelenting itch and rash. If you know the feeling, you should know the facts. The eczema medication you're taking may not be right for you. Visit MyRawTruth.com and talk to your dermatologist about your symptoms and treatment options.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, is a dream just a dream, or can you have a paranormal encounter and be visited by ghosts and entities in those just dreams?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yes, 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want to share your real ghost story with us, we'd absolutely love to hear it. If you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, you can get that Apple Podcasts in our premium channel there. If you're not on Apple, you can get all that through patreon.com/ Real Ghost Stories. Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Well, not too much. You know, it's pretty... I live here in the middle of Kansas, and it seems like I had to run out a little bit ago, mm-hmm. and everybody is wearing Kansas City Chiefs stuff.
Oh, yes.
Because they won that game yesterday.
Yes.
Like everywhere I looked, they were wearing Kansas City Chiefs something.
It's gonna, yeah, and it's interesting because this year, because the colors are the same. Where you have the Chiefs and you have the 49ers.
That's true,
and,
yeah,
a little confusing there. I there was a conspiracy theory that I was trying to follow for a little bit because somebody had found a poster, like a graphic poster about watch the Super Bowl halftime show featuring Usher during it said the names of the teams that were going to be playing in the Super Bowl prior to yesterday. And we're recording
the
this.
Ravens and 49ers, I think.
Yes. And it was like, what is this? This is like, it's a mock-up. When people make mock-ups, you have to put something there to fill, basically. And then when it's ready to go, then you put in the correct stuff. But something people don't know, and this is kind of interesting, because that plays into the conspiracy that it's all rigged and da-da-da-da-da. Something people don't know is that they already printed and they already would have had all of these T-shirts and all of these hats and all of this stuff for both teams stating, you're the winner of this, because they have to have it ready to go like immediately after the thing. And you know what? I don't know what happens to these things today. And I'm imagining this probably isn't how it works anymore. But I do remember... years ago when they were doing one of these with one of the Super Bowls, it was, I remember the Packers were in it, and there was some story and, well, what happens to all the stuff for the team that, you know, is not really in the game and that the shirts and the hats are all inaccurate. And back in the day, they would give it to like third world countries. Like, here's a bunch of shirts.
I heard that too.
And then you know, and it's like, that's a good thing. It's not just going to waste then or being burned or destroyed. I don't know if that's what the case is anymore. But that would be very interesting if you're ever, out some other part of the world and somebody comes up to you with a Super Bowl shirt for the team that didn't win. Can you, that would be very bizarre and awkward in the middle of some third world country.
And they wouldn't know any different.
No, I mean, and you would feel like you're in, and then they pull out like the VHS of Kazam and you start watching Sinbad. It's like, wait a second, this movie's real too? And then you watch it, you know, Nelson Mandela dying years ago and all the things that are Mandela effects that turn out to be true in a different part of the world. But that's interesting stuff. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our first caller. Hi.
From Massachusetts. I want to tell you a little bit about some time when I was younger. I lived up in northern Maine with my family. This is way up in northern Maine, in the town of New Sweden. One of the things that you know about Maine is that the winters are very cold and the snow gets very deep. But there were times when we lived there, things just kind of started happening. My mother used to tell us stories about in the winter, when she'd be there. My dad would go on trips sometimes, be gone for a little while. She would hear a particular door in the house kind of slam by itself. And she would go and check, and there'd be nobody there. You know, there'd be snow on the ground. There'd be no footprints outside. Things just kind of went along like that. Very kind of minor things. You'd hear people walking around downstairs. But for me, one of the big things that always kind of stuck with me is I used to have a recurring nightmare, or at least what I think is a nightmare, of being a child and walking up. We had a particular staircase in the house, which had a little hallway that was enclosed, and then you'd go up the stairway, and there'd be like an open walkway with the bedrooms lined up up and down it. And in the dream, I would walk up the stairs, turn the corner to go walk down the open walkway to the bedrooms, and a black figure. I always thought of it when I was younger as like a sheet. It would seem like a sheet would come and kind of envelop me and kind of smother me. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of learned that that's sort of the sort of thing, you know, kind of darker entities might do. And it's always kind of interested me. I mean, I thought it was a dream at the time. As I got older, I've talked to people who are sensitive, people who have kind of looked at my situation and said that they think that that might have not been a dream. It might have been a real happening. And I can honestly say that that is something that I would totally understand, because also my brother told me a little bit later. I have two brothers and a sister who've also, you know, kind of seen and heard things. I was told by a brother that he used to have a dream where he would go up the stairs, and at the same point at the top of the stairs where I used to turn the corner, and the thing would come out of my parents' bedroom to kind of envelop me. He used to talk about a witch that would be at the top of the stairs in his dreams. And again, he had the same kind of recurring dream where the witch would take him and try to kind of pull him towards the ceiling as if they were trying to go to the attic. And I also had had another dream. And I know dreams for people, some people believe that ghosts or entities can come to us in dreams. Other people think dreams are just dreams. But I mean, for us to have dreams about the top of the stairs, just kind of, you know, it freaks me out a little bit. But I had a dream where instead of, it wasn't a witch, it was my sister who was at the top of the stairs. But the stairs used to had a light switch at the top, but there was no light switch at the bottom. But in my dream, there was a light switch at the bottom of the stairs, and I went to the bottom of the stairs and I flipped the light switch, and my sister was at the top of the stairs, but she had this like real demonic look on her face. Now, we left there when I was really young. So she was young too. Might have been 7 or 8 years old when we left there. But it was still, I mean, it was my sister in the dream, but the face was something kind of old and kind of crone-like. So that is something that I've remembered for a long time. The other thing that another dream, just the last part of that is that, we were leaving. We moved out of that house when I was really young. And I remember just before we moved away, moved from Maine down to Massachusetts, I had a dream. And in that dream, my brother, the same brother who had the dream, used to have the dream about the witch at the top of the stairs, was actually going up the stairs, and there was, I don't know, you guys have probably seen the movie Poltergeist, the scene where the woman comes down the stairs and she's kind of got the flowing everything, you know, bit white and billowy. That's what it looked like. It was at the top of the stairs, and it was kind of like he was going up towards her, almost like he was saying goodbye or she was saying goodbye, which always kind of struck me as weird. Again, because top of the stairs, my brother's involved. It's just, you know, a little bit too perfect to be a coincidence, at least in my mind. But the last thing that I will tell you about this house that I remember, and this also ties into the stairway, is I remember, now this is a memory, I know this wasn't a dream, this is a memory, and this is where I think the person told me that what the black figure coming out of my parents' bedroom was actually something negative, is I remember being young in that house. I remember my parents were redoing the dining room, which where you had the kitchen was at the front of the house, or the back of the house. You go through the dining room. There was the doorway into the little hallway, which went up to the stairs. And I remember everybody in my family was in the kitchen, and I had been walking through the dining room. I had left them in there. It was kind of dark. And I went into the hallway, and I actually heard sort of a low guttural voice from the top of the stairs say, "Come here." And then the next thing I knew, I was in the kitchen with my family again. And I had lost sort of that time in between being at the bottom of the stairs and hearing the voice. And it was probably about a half hour later that I went back into the kitchen or found myself in the kitchen. And that is kind of also what leads me to believe, along with what my sensitive friend told me, is, you know, whatever happened at that point, the dream that I had about the dark thing at the top of the stairs was probably real, and something had happened that I can't explain. And I mean, this is something, again, like I said, that's followed me throughout my life. There have been other situations that I've been in that I'd love to tell you guys about at some point. But that's just, you know, one part of my life was in that house up in northern Maine. And it's kind of affected me since then. So, you know, when you have experiences like that, I'm sure that your listeners and the people that call in can tell you it's something that sticks with you, and you kind of want answers. And I think that's why a lot of us get interested in the paranormal and what goes on with that. So and I appreciate all that you do. Thank you.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Thoughts on that one?
You know, I think that he's right. When you grow up in an environment like that, it definitely sticks with you. I don't think that's anything you get rid of. Mm-hmm. I also think that when you grow up in a place like that, just because from firsthand experience, that you do tend to dream about it. And I think that it's because...
It's because what?
You know, you're living in this environment every day that you're up at the stairs. So I think you could have dreams that have some sort of paranormal significance. Mm-hmm. But I also think that you could just have dreams because it's so in your brain, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like you're living with this anxiety every day and you're afraid. And so, yeah, when you dream at night, I think it would be weird to not have dreams about it.
Sure.
Because I know I dreamt about the house I lived in. But I also think that there was a couple dreams I had that were different, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know what exactly happened in that dream, but it did not feel like a regular dream. So yeah. I also think it's kind of like when you have a visitation dream, it feels different than just dreaming about that loved one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think it all just depends on the dream, and you got to go with your gut on it. Because
mm-hmm.
nobody can tell you what your dream actually... I mean, there's theories on what they mean, and maybe a psychic or an empath or somebody could tell you that's what they think is going on. But I think when you listen to your gut, you know what's a weird dream.
Yeah.
And what's just a dream.
Yeah, I would agree as well. That is a creepy story. And sometimes you just know those differences in feelings, and it does make a big difference. Thank you for sharing that story with us. If you want to share yours, you can write it at realghoststoriesonline.com or call in at 855-853-4802. If you want access to our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, you can get it through Apple Podcasts on our page there or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top of the line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top of the line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.